Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Men and a Six Pack, listeners. Happy belated Father's Day to those who listen and are fathers. That is the ones that know their fathers and the ones that might not know their fathers. But Trevor, I know you're not a father, but
I'm not.
You spent time with your father yesterday, did you?
I did.
I went through the grapevine.
At the Hibachi Grill.
Awesome.
This is not a shout out to them, by the way.
Yeah, because they are not a sponsor, but go ahead.
Not a sponsor. Decent food.
Yeah. If they were a sponsor, it'd be awesome food.
It'd be the best you've ever had.
The best hibachi you ever had.
Yep.
So I had an awesome weekend. I had a boys' weekend playing golf and then stopped back in Chapel Hill and ate lunch with my son, Gray. So that was pretty cool. And so we decided to record on Monday night. So we're going to get going on Monday night. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. So this date in sports, June 18th, 1973, the NCAA makes urine testing mandatory for participants.
As it should be.
1977, Yankees. I just put this in there because I'm a Yankees fan. What little Major League Baseball I do watch, I'm a Yankees man. Yankees manager Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson get into a dugout altercation that becomes legendary for its time. So Reggie Jackson, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what the confrontation was about, but Billy Martin was hot-headed. Reggie Jackson was hot-headed, and it like made the news. Didn't make SportsCenter because I don't know, because SportsCenter didn't exist at the time.
I'll look it up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there.
Oh, yeah. You'll absolutely find YouTube, Billy Martin. In fact, this was the first. I think they got into a couple. This was the first time that they got into. I remember this. I was only 9 years old, but I remember this. It was pretty damn awesome. But anyway, 2017, the 117th U.S. Open Golf Tournament was won by Brooks Koepka. That was his first major, and he shot a 16-under for the 4 days, and that was in Erin Hills, Wisconsin. The only reason I mentioned this is because this past weekend, Koepka followed up and went back-to-back and won this year's U.S. Open. Now, check this out. He shot a +1 for 4 days at Shinnecock Hills. He went from a -16 last year.
And he won?
And he won. Yeah, so we're going to talk about it, but the course was like crazy hard.
Might have a new dud.
Did you see what happened with Phil? No. I mean, he won with a +1.
That's what I'm saying. How bad is golf?
I guess the USGA could potentially be the dud. So you didn't see what happened with Phil Mickelson.
I did see that.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. But,
I did see that.
And then I've got a list of coming up of like the top players in the world that didn't make the cut. So I don't know if you know much about golf, but you play two days, Thursday and Friday, and then they take the top X number of golfers who continue playing Saturday and Sunday. If you're not in that top whatever they determine, or within a certain number of strokes of the lead, you don't make the cut. So I've got a list here coming up in a little while it's like a who's who of golf who did not make the cut. So anyway, but the reason I want to mention this is because he was the first golfer to go back-to-back U.S. Open since 88, 89, and Curtis Strange did it. So that's pretty cool. As great as Tiger Woods has been during his run that he had for so many years, and so many other great golfers we had, no one has gone back-to-back since Curtis Strange did it in 88 and 89. So
nice.
Pretty cool. Birthdays. Bruce Smith. You remember Bruce Smith? Played for the Buffalo Bills.
Defensive
tackle.
Yes.
Virginia Tech. His birthday, he was born on this day. I know you hold this near and dear to your heart. Olympic figure skater Kurt Browning was born on this date in 1966 because you are a figure skating guy.
No, I'm not. Where did you get this from?
I don't know. Bobby told me that.
Don't listen to Bobby.
And then 1980, Antonio Gates, tight end, San Diego and LA Chargers. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
I think he's probably still playing.
I think he is too. And if you recall, last week we had nobody famous have a birthday.
Except T.
Yeah. And I said that if you were born on that day, you would have been the potential most famous athlete born on that day. So anyway. All right. So we're going to move on to the topic. So celebrate Father's Day. I'm going to throw out some names, and I just want to get your opinion. I'm going to list them. You can chime in on any of these that you want to. Great father and sons in sports.
Okay.
As a tribute. Okay. NFL. Archie Manning. Peyton. Eli Manning.
It's a family full of quarterbacks.
Family full of quarterbacks. one that doesn't get a lot of attention, Howie and Chris Long.
That's because no one cares about linemen, even though you need them.
No, that's right. Even though you need them.
They don't care about
Howie them. Long was a stud. And his son now has become a player for hire. He's moving around from team to team, winning Super Bowls. He won last year. He won Super Bowl 2 years ago with the Patriots, and he won like this past year with the Eagles. But I mean, he was a good player. He seems to be a pretty good guy. NBA, Michael and Clay Thompson. So you probably don't remember Michael Thompson.
I do not.
Yeah, he played for the Portland Trail Blazers. He played for the LA Lakers. He played on the LA Lakers when they won some championships. So he's probably won as many championships playing for LA as LeBron has won playing for Cleveland, but he's nowhere near the player. But anyway, so Michael played for Portland and played for LA. Michael also has a son named Tracy that's a starting outfielder for the LA Dodgers.
Right now?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty impressive.
Family full of ball.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, Michael Thompson is actually, of course, Clay was obviously born here, but Michael, if I'm not mistaken, is a native of Jamaica. He was born in Jamaica.
Hmm.
And went to school somewhere out on the West Coast, I think. But anyway, good father-son combo there. And then you got the brother, Dell and Steph Curry. Obviously, great combination.
I do remember Dell from Charlotte, watching like Charlotte
Hornets clips and stuff like that. Larry Johnson.
ESPN and Classics. ESPN, because obviously I was like four. But.
And so I would be remiss if I did not say, but Steph also has a suckier brother named Seth who went to Duke. And plays with the Kings.
Where did he start at?
I don't know that he was drafted. Remember. I think he signed as a free agent. But I did read this when I was looking this up. He actually had a pretty good end of the season for the Kings, and they are projecting that he could potentially make a lot of money as a free agent this summer.
Interesting.
I'm thinking it's because it'll be the teams that don't get LeBron or the teams that don't get Kawhi or the teams that kind of settle on a third or fourth tier. But I don't know if you realize this. I can't remember the guy's name. He played for Houston this past year. Maybe it was Anderson. Ryan Anderson, I think, may have been his name. He barely played. He played, I guess, during the season, but barely played during the playoffs, especially against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting on the bench making $20 million a year. So Seth Curry potentially could go crazy in the free agent market.
Make
so,
killer money.
Yeah. Joe Jellybean and Kobe Bryant. Of course, we all know Kobe.
Yeah.
His dad played for, I think it was 8 seasons in the NBA for several teams, or actually won 2 teams, I think. Really didn't research it much because I was a little hesitant to put them on the list because Joe Jellybean just was not a, the best thing that he ever, the best score he ever had was with Kobe's mom the night that he was
going to say making
that he impregnated
creating him. Kobe.
Yeah. So anyway, and then throwback Rick Barry and Brent Barry. Have you ever heard of them?
I know they can shoot lights out. One of them was on the Nuggets. I feel like
Rick is the father. Rick was the guy. He played for the Houston Rockets. He was the guy and he played for the Warriors too. I think he played for several teams.
Okay.
He was the one that patented the underhand granny shot from the free throw line. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it, but that's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Shaq should have shot like that.
Yeah,
he probably
exactly.
He probably would have been better.
So the first couple, Klay Thompson, of course, Steph Curry. The last two, obviously, Kobe Bryant. But they're, obviously the Suns tend to lean to be a whole lot better players. And, actually going down this list, I would probably say it's
– all of them?
Well, except for Howie. Howie Long was a hell of a football player, and he was in the he's in the pros. I mean, his son's a good player.
Well, they get to train their kids the way they're supposed to be trained all year long, all their whole lives.
Good point. Baseball, Cecil and Prince Fielder. You've heard of both of them, right?
I've only heard of Prince.
Cecil was his dad. He was a humongous man. He was like 6 foot tall and weighed like 330 pounds.
Goodness.
Played DH for Detroit Lions. He played for the Blue Jays, I think. Played first base a little when he could move. But he could bomb the ball. I mean, he could just flat mush the ball. Of course, Prince Fielder. Then to me, the best father and son combination, potentially, we're going to talk about it. Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. I was a Reds fan growing up. Ken Griffey was part of the Big Red Machine that won World Series back in the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jr.
Obviously,
legitimately one of the top. In my mind, top 10 baseball players of all time, if I followed baseball.
One of the greatest N64 games.
Oh, exactly.
Ken Griffey Jr., I can't remember the name of it, something home run,
Yeah.
Some, whatever it was, but that was a great. I don't even, like I said, don't love baseball, but the game is fun.
The game's fun.
It doesn't take 4 hours.
No, exactly. You can play it in a good. You can play a game about 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. Bobby and Barry Bonds, very similar. Very similar to Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. Bobby played before Ken Griffey Jr. played for the. I know the San Francisco Giants. Well, I know Barry played for the Giants and the Pirates, but I think Bobby played for the Giants as well. But anyway, good father son combo. Getting into a little friends sports, Bobby and Brett Hull, NHL, both of them are members of the Hall of Fame. Gordy Howell and his sons, Marty and Mark. Hmm. Gordy Howell played hockey until he was 53 years old. He played for 32 seasons in the NHL, and then there was like the AHL. He played until he was 52 or 53 years old.
Until he couldn't walk anymore?
He played actually on one of the teams, the Hartford Whalers, before they obviously he was considering coming down and playing for them in Carolina when they moved
the Whalers back. Yeah,
no, he played for them back in the maybe late 70s early 80s.
Sheesh.
To me, this is a great combination that gets often overlooked because it's racing. Big E and Little E, that's mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr. That potentially to me could be the best and most famous father-son duo of any.
I used to watch racing just when I was little. My dad would watch it. I'd watch like the last like four laps because that's when everyone's that's by when the TV. Yeah. Everyone's freaking out. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch now after they've been racing for 6 hours.
Yeah. And, you know, it was tragic what happened to Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Little Lee, I think, and Little Lee this year is kind of, or last, at the end of last year, kind of called it quits a little bit. So, interesting. To me, that's one of the best father sons. So I put under miscellaneous because they play different sports. Ken Norton Sr. was a boxer when he boxed against Muhammad Ali and George Foreman and Joe Frazier and all those guys. He actually was he held the world heavyweight title at one point in time. And then, of course, his son Ken Norton Jr. played at UCLA linebacker and also played for the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. I think he was on a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
All right. Calvin Hill, old-timey Dallas Cowboy football player. And his often injured son in the pros, Grant Hill, of course, played basketball at Puke University.
I didn't know that.
And his dad actually went to. You would think Grant Hill Hill family member that went to the most impressive college in the family, but he wasn't. Actually, his dad, Calvin, went to Yale.
Oh wow!
Yale. His mother, if I'm not mistaken. Grant Hill's mother was roommates with Hillary Rodham Clinton in college.
That is a random fact.
That is a random fact. And I'm sure if I'm wrong about that, someone's will listen to this podcast something. And will tell it, along with any other false advertising that I made during the first 12 minutes of this program. So, and the last one, Barry Larkin, baseball, hell of a shortstop, Cincinnati Reds. And then, of course, his son Shane, who's just come into the NBA the last couple of years, played at Miami, of Florida, and now, not sure, I think he was drafted by the Magic, but now plays for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Was injured during the playoffs, but anyway. So, your thoughts. Which duo, trio, best combined career?
Oh, man.
It's hard, dude. It's hard.
Well, you got to look at Peyton and Eli.
Peyton and Eli.
I don't know what the dad did. I don't know if he ever won a Super Bowl.
He never won. He always played on horrible teams. He played on the Saints. Have you ever seen any old NFL classic footage when the Saints people were wearing the bags over their heads?
I don't think I've seen that. In
the Superdome, they called them the Aints.
I mean, I've heard of that, but I don't think I've ever watched it.
Archie always played on horrific teams.
Dang.
But, you know, he made the Pro Bowl several years with them. But, again, you know, the best thing he ever did was sire two damn kids that
could damn lights out. I guess I would have to go with them just because Peyton.
Yeah. See, I think I'm leaning towards Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. Even though Ken Griffey is not in the Hall of Fame, Ken Griffey Jr. Is in the Hall of Fame, or potentially on the fringe, Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty special. Yeah. You have one guy who they call, I mean, his nickname. The other race car drivers, his nickname was the Dominator.
That was an Intimidator.
Intimidator, Dominator. Whatever. It was something really ferocious.
Even I knew that. Yeah, okay. It sounds scary.
So it was the Intimidator.
But it could be, I don't know. It couldn't
maybe
be
the Intimidator. He was the Intimidator, Dominator. Yeah. No, I think you're right. The Intimidator. So I'm sure someone, so we're correcting myself now.
How good could you be at driving a car if they call you the Intimidator?
The Intimidator. I mean, and think about the shoes that Junior had to feel after that. I mean, that's crazy.
I know it.
So are you the little intimidator? But well, anyway.
You could be the dominator.
So random question. Which of these combinations, they were actually teammates and they played together in a league at the same time? Which one of this group that we just talked about? Take out Dale Earnhardt and Junior, right, because they raced at the same time.
Right.
But of the other group, you tell me of that list who you think that is.
You told me the hockey guy, so I would think hockey, but...
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, they
played together. But I'm thinking baseball, because you don't have to be very...
You've got a good guess. You got it narrowed down.
Barry Bonds and his dad.
Close. Ken Griffey and Junior. So they played together for part of the 90 and 91 season. This is awesome now. With the Seattle Mariners, on September of 1990, they hit back-to-back home runs.
No, they did not. Yeah.
So when
that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. And when they did, and when they played, Senior was 41 and Junior was 20. So but it's crazy. But on September of, I didn't write the day, but September of 1990, they went back-to-back yard.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty. Hey, Dad. I can hit a home run too. Watch this.
Yeah,
I mean
41 pretty, and 26. Is that you said?
Yeah, no, 41 and 20.
Wow.
Junior came up when he didn't go to college. He got drafted right out of high school. So I'm not saying, I'm sure if I'm wrong, somebody will tell me. But you know, I don't know if he went straight to the majors, but he started playing when he was 18, 19, 20 years old. I mean, in the majors. I mean, he was young. So I mean. Yeah,
I guess if you can just hit a baseball, they're going to keep you on the roster forever. Yeah. And then you're a veteran. They want you around.
Well, maybe because he was so young, they said, well, maybe we need to have his dad here. But then his dad proved his worth and hit a damn home run.
Someone's got
to
watch him.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway. All right. Moving on from our Father's Day celebration. And by the way, if you have corrections for us, you can direct message me or Trevor at any point in time. After you listen to the podcast, we're not going to give you any credit for anything, except probably calling you a smart ass for going and researching it, because you really don't know offhand. You've gone and Googled it. So
that's true.
Anyway, U.S. Open. I'm going to give you these list of names. These are the guys that that missed the cut. They played Thursday and Friday, and they sucked so bad they didn't play Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Sergio Garcia, Matt Kuchar, Jason Day, and Bubba Watson.
None of those guys made
it? None of those guys got to play on Saturday or Sunday.
I mean, I don't follow golf. I know all those names, though.
Tiger legitimately, every one of those guys, I don't know, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know about Matt Kuchar, if he's won a major. I'm sure somebody will tell us. But legitimately, every one of those guys have won majors, you know, before.
Was the course that hard?
Yeah. Evidently, they said that they, with the wind, and they let the greens firm up, and they dried out, and they were just ridiculous. And with that said, so the feel issue. So on hole 13 on Saturday, he has like a 4-foot putt, and he runs it by, and he knows immediately, because of the greens, it's going downhill, that the ball is going to roll and be like 30 or 35 feet.
It's going to roll forever.
It's going to roll forever. So what does he do? He goes and does what I do when I play putt-putt and hit a bad shot. He runs and he hits the ball back before it stops.
So what would happen
He knew what he was doing.
Right, because he said it would be a worse penalty.
It would be worse if he was off the green.
Right.
He got it. So he came in. He had to take a 2-stroke penalty.
Oof.
And the golf purist were just like up in arms. They're like, he shouldn't have done it. He should have been DQ'd. And there are rules. That's all that's been on the radio all day today.
If he makes that?
Oh, he hits it back?
Like, what if
I guess it goes in, but he still gets the 2-stroke penalty. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But anyway.
Weird strategy.
So what do you have any more? It was just weird. It was just something like, well, that you and I playing golf, drinking beer on a Sunday, playing putt-putt. We hit the ball by, and we go, oh, shit, and we get around and we run it. I mean, it's just like, it was like us.
And he was, like, laughing. So
yeah.
I watched this video of him going up every hole, and there was this guy wearing this Mickey Mouse hat.
Yeah.
And he was rubbing it every single time, like, joking with this guy.
Yeah.
He didn't seem very focused. I don't know if it's because everyone was doing so bad, everyone was making a joke about it.
I think that was it. Did you see the guy he was playing with?
I did not.
The guy he was playing with, his name was Andrew Johnson or something like that. When when he saw what he did, he just busted out laughing. I mean, because it was a running joke around with all the golfers about how hard the golf course was.
Right.
And when he saw him do it, he looked at him and just started. The dude has got his plate. This Johnson guy, he's kind of chubby like me, had buck teeth, and he just started laughing, dude. And it was it was funny. You need to go YouTube it. And during the interview afterwards, they're interviewing this guy, and he goes, yeah, and he's like English or South African or something. Right. He's got an accent. He's like, yeah, I just saw it, and I didn't know what to do. And it was literally one of the most funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, it was. I had not seen that. Yeah.
So I would encourage you guys, if you hadn't seen the interview with the playing partner, Phil Mickelson, to go out and look at it.
It's pretty fun.
So, World Cup. Couple items of World Cup issues. Since we are in the throes of World Cup, this is the only time that we're actually going to mention the United States and World Cup in the same sentence. And that's because the 2026 World Cup will be hosted by the United States, Mexico, and Canada. They're doing a tri-country host, and it was awarded this past week. So one of the advantages of hosting is that you get an automatic qualifying bid.
Oh, sweet.
So I don't know how they're going to do it with three countries, if they're going to pick straws or do whatever.
We probably won't make it.
But if we got at least a 1 in 3 shot of potentially being in the World Cup.
If we have to play for it, we're in big trouble.
Yeah. So anyway, especially if we have to play Mexico. So also during the World Cup, Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal, who is legitimately one of the 1 or 2 best players in the world, if you soccer purist or football purist who listen to this show will either fall down on the Ronaldo side or the Messi side, Lionel Messi side.
Mm-hmm.
He became the oldest player in World Cup history to score a hat trick in his country's. He scored 3 goals. His country scored 3 goals total, and they tied Spain 3-3. So he was 33 years old. So there's a lot of threes in there. But so this week he became the oldest player in World Cup history too.
And that's old for soccer.
For soccer, it's yeah.
And
it's
for very, baseball, you're just
getting primed. For baseball.
You're just getting started.
Hell, man, you can still sign a $150 million contract and play one time a week.
Still a professional athlete.
That's right. So just to wrap up a little bit of World Cup, just to let y'all know some scores of note: France, who is one of the favorites, won 2-1. Argentina, who is also kind of not in maybe that first tier, but the second tier, they tied Iceland 1-1. And I don't know if you remember, but Dave, we talked about Iceland a little bit. They were a little country, qualified via the European qualifications. Just first time they've been in it. You know, they're just thrilled to be a part of it.
The only thing I know about Iceland is from Mighty Ducks 2.
Yeah.
That's it. That is it.
Well, they tied Argentina 1-1. Big upset. Mexico beat Germany 1-0 yesterday on Sunday. That's a humongous upset. Germany was one of the top 1 or 2, 3 that was predicted to win the thing. Brazil, another top contender, tied Switzerland 1-1. So the favorites are struggling here.
Right.
And Belgium, who Dave mentioned to be a dark horse in the running, they handily beat Panama 3-0. So, and before I could... after I'd already printed this out, later today, England beat Tanzania, which I didn't even know. I didn't know it was a country.
Let me guess the score. We'll get 5-0.
No, it wasn't. They beat them 2-1.
Oh, wow.
They scored a goal right at the end of the game. Actually, you play additional time.
Yeah.
You play for 90 minutes, and then if somebody gets hurt, you play additional time. They scored in what they call the additional time right before the game was getting ready to end.
So barely beat
to
them.
Win 2-1. And Tanzania, I thought it was a mineral. Or a gym, but it's actually a country, and they have a soccer team.
Sounds like a medal.
Medal, yeah, it was something like that. Anyway, moving on to NBA. Kawhi wants out of San Antonio.
It's crazy.
Tell me your thoughts.
Well, because everyone's saying he's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. Well, him or Pop was saying last year that he said, you know, his group said he's not ready to play. I'm like, Why does he even talk to his group? Why doesn't he just talk to Kawhi one-on-one and say, hey, this is the real deal. He's actually really hurt or he's upset, you know, whatever the case may
be. The relationship must be trash between them two.
Well, everyone is all over the internet saying, oh, this is that. We don't know. We have no idea what is going on between a conversation between Kawhi Leonard and Greg Popovich. This is all speculation.
So we don't know about the conversation between Kawhi and Popovich. Do you think Kawhi and LeBron are having any conversations?
I think there's a lot more player chat between each other than we all think. All these people have the speculation of someone bought a house here, someone bought a house. I mean, that doesn't really... do it for me. But what we're never going to know is these players talking to one another.
So according to internet rumors, Bleacher Report, who is they're pretty – I mean, they guess on stuff. But, I mean, I just love Bleacher Report. Yeah. And, guys, if y'all don't follow Bleacher Report or go to Bleacher Report, you need to go out there because it's they have awesome tons of things that you can read about. They mentioned this is in reverse order. So the possible – if they're going to have to trade him because he still has another year on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to trade him to a team that he wants to be traded to in order to get something of substance for him. Because if they trade him to the – and I'm just throwing out this name. If they trade him to the Hornets, obviously they're not going to do that.
No.
But if they did and he didn't want to be in Charlotte, then nothing was going to keep him from being a free agent next year and leaving. So the Charlottes would – you know, the Hornets would – you're going to have to give up something potential, but you're going to have to get some commitment from him to say, hey, I'm going to re-sign or something like that. Or maybe it's a sign and trade. I don't know. But anyway, number five, they said the Knicks. Number four were the Clippers. Three were the Cavs, and they were saying that potentially
could keep LeBron
there. The Lakers, who I thought would be higher on the list because there was rumors of shipping Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma to San Antonio, plus a draft pick next year for him.
Shoo.
Yeah. And then the Celtics, they would give up. The thing I saw was Kyrie and Jaylen Brown for Kawhi.
Sheesh.
Yes. And then the 76ers. 76ers weren't giving up any of the three studs. They weren't it wasn't gonna be, you know, it wasn't Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons, but it was the Fultz kid that was hurt for most of the year, and a couple other lesser known players. But if that was the potential, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, all on the same team. Do you think they could compete with the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
I do too.
But here's some more little extra speculation I read. The Suns talking about trading their first pick for Kawhi and like whatever else obviously they want. But this will spiral into what we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But trading the first overall pick, even though, and what would that do to DeAndre Ayton or Ayton, whatever he says, that would just mess him up completely because he hasn't worked out with anyone else.
He'd still
get picked up, but
yeah,
that's just going to come back to bite him if something like that happens.
So this thing with Kawhi has taken on new life, and I didn't put the whole thing on here because I didn't want to type it out. But did you see what happened with the San Antonio Zoo?
No.
So it was reported that he was wanting out of San Antonio. So they go to San Antonio Zoo goes to Twitter and types, "Who wants a free membership? We have recently become aware that one of our members intends to move, Kawhi," and they've got Kawhi as K-A and then Y-W-W-H-Y. Kawhi, "We have no idea, but his membership is now null and void and up for grabs. They gave him a free membership to the San Antonio Zoo, and they've revoked Kawhi Leonard's membership to the San Antonio Zoo."
They are not playing around.
They are damn out for blood. I just thought that was funny. It brings no. I just thought that was. Yeah.
I'm sure someone's going to twist it, make it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Political or something.
So Puma is back. Have you seen this? The shoe company Puma, P-U-M-A, are back.
Which is, I don't know what to think. But
they're known for soccer. They're known for track and field shoes. They're known for soccer shoes.
Like casual shoes.
Casual shoes to wear around. Puma is back. Guys, if you hadn't heard, Puma is back. Puma basketball signed potentially the top two draft picks in the upcoming NBA draft, DeAndre Ayton, who you mentioned, and Marvin Bagley III.
Which is genius, okay? Because I didn't know about Ayton or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know about him. I knew about Marvin Bagley. I read his contract.
Yeah.
$50 million.
Well, that's what – I read the article. DeAndre Ayton said that the reason he signed with Puma was because they were offering the best deal.
Yeah, the most money.
Marvin Bagley said they were offering great money, but I wanted to be different. And I don't like Marvin Bagley III simply because he went to that dark blue school 8 miles away. And I hate most of the players that went to school there. But I think in some respects, that's kind of cool.
I mean, he could go sign with Nike like everyone does and get $1 million.
Yeah. And you know,
$10 million or something.
Now
like
the
that.
Hot brand, because Steph is with him, is Under Armour.
Right.
But he said he wanted to sign with somebody different because he could be different and he could make his own mark. But it gets interesting because when you get to my stud of the week, you will find out there's more to the story with Puma that is not here. Have you heard any more about Puma?
Not recently. Okay.
So you're gonna know this occurred today.
Okay.
So the Puma, I'll tell you this, Puma is my stud of the week. So there's more. This is part of it, but there's more. But there's more coming.
A lot of those guys need to look elsewhere for shoe contracts too, because China pays a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
Like Rondo's got a shoe deal with Klay Thompson. They're on the same. It's called Anta. They're on the same same brand.
Really?
And they pay crazy good money over there, because everyone buys them over there.
Everybody wants to wear a Nike, or everybody wants to think about Adidas or whatever. Right. But I mean, you know, Steph broke the mold when he went with Under Armour, and now these guys, they're not breaking the mold; they're reinventing the mold.
Well, whenever Curry went into Nike to do their presentation and try to get him, they spelled his name wrong.
Oh yeah, I read that.
Got up and they just walked out.
He just walked out. So one little tidbit more about Puma. Can you name the last basketball player to sign a Puma basketball shoe contract? I'll give you a hint. It was in 1998.
The only one I know is Vince Carter.
You are correct.
That's, as I say,
Vince Carter was the last player to sign a Puma basketball shoe contract.
And he opted out and had to pay back a bunch of money.
Yeah, and he was the last player. So
nice.
So you talked a little bit about it. NBA draft is coming up Thursday night, June 21st, Barclays Center. Who you got number one?
Okay, I'm doing crazy speculation. I think the Suns trade for Kawhi.
Wow.
To San Antonio. San Antonio takes Luka.
Because he's the typical, player.
Yes.
It's
not crazy, right?
That's extremely crazy, but it's realistic.
He's fundamentally sound. He would do great with the Spurs. He would do not terrible. He wouldn't do as good on the Rockets. Get to the basket.
You actually, right? That's a pretty good theory. I will tell you.
I saw that.
He's the typical Greg Popovich's, I mean, you know, at one point in time, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember it's been in the last 5 years, but the San Antonio Spurs had more foreign players on their roster than they had Americans.
I believe it. I mean, they're fundamentally sound, but the article was saying, if they traded the first round and then they got DeAndre, what could Pop do with him? I'm like, screw that.
They would never take DeAndre because unless they got rid of LaMarcus Aldridge, because
they said they got one. Yeah. I mean, he's not a dominant center, but that Luka would fit perfect. Tony Parker's getting old, obviously, so he'd be a perfect, fundamentally sound European player that could come in day one and play point guard. If he goes to the Suns, or if he goes to, he would do good on the Celtics. Fundamentally offense sound, not just ISO and go. Yeah. He's not going to do as successful in an ISO offense.
So if that, I mean, I actually love that. I love what you're pitching. But if that doesn't happen, the latest reports as of this morning, which I looked, there's not much change. There is one change, and he's moved up into the top five. And you're looking at the list. You see him at number four there.
Mm-hmm.
So they say he is a high riser. He has been just slaying the workouts.
Workout versus air?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good versus
air.
Well,
I'm just telling you, dude. They're saying, and so we'll get to it. So Suns, Ayton, Kings, Luka, Hawks, Bagley III, the Grizzlies, Trae Young from Oklahoma. They say he is climbing the boards. He is just crushing.
What about Mike Conley? Give him some help. I mean, he's a $120 million man.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Trae Young.
Yeah, I know you don't like him. But anyway. Well, you like him, but there's other players you like more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the Mavs, Jaren Jackson, who originally in that spot was the kid from Texas, Mambo or whatever.
Yep.
He's slipping a little bit. Anyway, last NBA tidbit, and I strictly am mentioning this to rub salt in a wound here. Former NBA player J.J. Hickson was arrested in Atlanta this past week on charges of armed robbery after being involved in a, quote, frightening home invasion. My first question is, aren't all home invasions frightening?
As far as I know.
Have you ever been exposed to a non-frightening home invasion?
I've only been a part of one.
I've never been a part of any, but I would assume there.
Someone invaded my home. I didn't invade somebody's home.
Was it frightening?
I mean, I was a little nervous, yeah.
Yeah, so Hickson played in the NBA for 8 seasons with the Cavs. He was the 19th overall pick with the Cavs. Wizards, Kings, Trailblazers, and Nuggets. Oh, and by the way, he did attend NC State University, where our state penitentiary is located in Raleigh. He attended there from 2007 and 2008. I guess he didn't take that class at State, Relaxed Home Invasions.
Ooh.
Oof. I guess he didn't take that class. NFL news. Julio Jones has a new role model. Have you seen this?
I have not.
New role model, and the Falcons don't like it. Relationship between Atlanta and Jones is bad. Just downright bad, as one Atlanta executive put it. And it's gotten worse now. Just to recap before I tell you who his new role model is. He missed the mandatory mini-camp recently, and he's informed the team that he won't be attending training camp next month unless a new contract is worked out. His new role model and who he's been working out with? Terrell Owens.
Yikes.
Terrell Owens is actually now – T.O.'s name has been mentioned three consecutive weeks on this show. One, he was wanting to make a comeback. Two, he was not going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is Julio Jones's role model. I saw something on my way driving over here from my house, which I only live 200 yards from you. And so I was looking on my phone while I was driving over here. Terrell Owens and Julio Jones were working out. Julio Jones clocked Terrell Owens in the 40. Now, you know how old Terrell Owens is, right?
44, right?
Yeah, 43, 44. You know what Terrell Owens ran in the 40?
Like a 4.4?
4.4. He ran a 4.4. Dang. He ran a 4.4 today.
I know he's. I mean, I know he's. All he's been doing is working out. Yeah. So
Julio Jones is new role model. T.O. All I can tell you, all you Atlanta fans, it sucks to be you right now. I'm just going to tell you that. Patriot news. So this is going to be a new segment. Are you a Patriots guy? Because if you are, you're going to hate this because I hate the Patriots. I hate the Patriots about as much as I hate Duke University.
I hate that they cheated, but yeah. I mean, I don't.
So anytime the Patriots do something wrong. Or I have to make something up about him when football season starts, I'm going to start doing it. Wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Edelman is returning from an ACL tear, and he is appealing that. So anytime I can take a stab
just at... to
rub it in. Also, kind of interesting, he said he was going to play till he was like 62, but now Tom Brady... has indicated that he'd like to continue playing well into his 40s, but it's going to be coming sooner than later. That's retiring. He was on Oprah for a special, Father's Day special or something, and he kind of indicated that he's got kids now, and you know, he wants to maybe be at home and spend more time with them. So he's kind of waffling on his original statement, which, you know, upon recapping, you know, this time last season, he basically did everything he could to get Jimmy Garoppolo traded from the New England Patriots. And once he showed Robert Kraft that goat picture that he has of Robert Kraft and the goat, Robert Kraft basically forced a hand because Belichick didn't want to get rid of him.
Right.
And he basically forced a hand and traded Jimmy Garoppolo, got him traded. And now, after he's gone, Tom Brady's like, well, yeah, I don't know if I really want to play anymore.
He could play for, I mean, as long as you can protect him, he could play till he's.
I don't. I'm not a Brady.
45, 46.
You know, I mean, Brady he's awesome, but you know, he's the second most best looking person in his family.
I mean, yeah,
Giselle's number one,
of course.
He makes less money than his wife, which is okay. I'm not, you know, that's all right with that. But
yeah, I'm cool
you know,
with that.
Tom, just go retire. Go be a stay at home dad.
Who's gonna play quarterback?
They'll get Kobe Brissett back. From wherever he's at, from Indianapolis, a former state player.
They don't want him.
Okay, anyway.
I'm not doing anything.
Are you saying you can audition for the job?
I can warm my shoulder back up.
Okay, all right. You probably do as good as whoever, Ryan Mallett, who used to be one of their backup quarterbacks.
He tripped over his own feet dropping back. Yeah. So I wouldn't do that. Okay, I'm a little more athletic.
Mark Sanchez?
Oh, butt fumble?
Butt fumble game?
Fumbling, okay. No.
All right. Studs and duds. Tell me who your stud is.
First stud. I got Sacramento Kings, which I'm kind of potentially going to change over to them if the Hornets don't do anything this year, don't get a Dwight Howard, don't win any games, don't draft anyone good. Last year we drafted some decent guys and just didn't play them.
They didn't play them.
Yeah, we didn't play them. We let them sit in the G League and just score 40 points in the D League or whatever it is.
So why the Kings?
Oh, because they gave Joel Berry a workout.
Oh, they did? I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So Theo's been working out for everybody.
He's worked out.
I follow Theo on Instagram. He's posting all his jerseys. If Theo goes back and washes cars for a living, he'll have a different basketball, NBA basketball t-shirt that he can wear washing cars.
At least. I seriously think he's worked out for like 10 different teams.
Yeah. So the Kings gave Barry.
Gave him a workout. Okay.
Well, I'm going on record here right now. 2 minute six pack listeners. If Joel Berry has any affiliation with the Sacramento Kings whatsoever after come draft night, or if they sign him free agency and he makes the roster, if he's on the G League team, I'm not committing to it. But if he's on the roster, I'm gonna buy me a Sacramento Kings.
I got a Jason Williams jersey.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got one upstairs.
White chocolate.
Yes, he's one of my favorite point guards ever. It's between him and Rondo, and it's pretty close.
Yeah,
but
he had some. Yeah. There's a nasty YouTube video of Jason Williams, the best passes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's nasty.
The elbow passes
is just, he's just crazy. Guys, if you've never seen Jason Williams, type Jason Williams, Sacramento Kings, white point guard, went to Florida, I think, for a little while.
Yeah, Florida.
Then he got kicked out. Or did he get kicked out of Florida?
I don't know.
Anyway, he was nasty.
He's unreal with basketball.
Yeah, he was unreal.
Who you got?
Like I said, my stud of the week, Puma. So they got back in basketball with the signing of Ayton and Bagley III. They also signed Zaire Smith, from the guy from Texas Tech that killed it during their tournament. But the big news is, this is why they're my stud of the week. Puma has decided they're going all in on basketball.
Okay.
They signed those two guys. They signed Zaire Smith. They'll sign some more guys after the draft. Rap god Jay-Z has joined the company as president of basketball operations.
Seriously?
Jay-Z is the new president of Puma basketball.
That's huge.
That is humongous.
Man.
They are making a splash.
I wonder what kind of shoes, what they're going
to
look like.
I don't know. I may buy some for my son, for Gray, just to buy some.
You need a pair?
Yeah, because I play so much hoops.
Wear them during the podcast.
That's a good point. Good point. All right, who's your dud of the week?
Did you see the guy that ran on the field during the CFL game?
No, but I heard about it. I heard it. Somebody laid him out.
The BC Lions. This dude runs on the field, and this BC Lions player just levels him.
Yeah.
I'm talking neck snap back, and now he's trying to sue.
Is he really?
Even though I don't know. I know he's in big trouble over there because you can't run on the field. And it was like, here's another reason why you don't run on the field. Dude gets clotheslined, but now he's trying to sue that it was like excessive force. I'm like,
you run out of the field.
You got laid out.
Yeah.
They don't know that first of all, he had no pants on. I think he just had some underwear, which is, you know, weird in the first place. The player doesn't know if you don't have like a knife or something on you. You're running around like acting crazy. So he leveled you. That's his job, is to probably tackle and or block. So he's going to hit you as hard as he can.
That's funny. Yeah, that dude's a dud. Hey, dude, you run out on the field. When you get between the white lines, you're apt to get hit.
Dud.
My dud, Lionel Messi. Argentina, potentially one of the best soccer players in the world. He had a blocked PK attempt in the last 25 minutes against Iceland in a World Cup match that, if he would have made the PK, of course, Argentina could have held on and end up winning 2-1. But the match ended in a 1-1 tie, and the heavily outmanned and extreme underdogs Iceland scratched out a point in that stage group. So if I told you someone shot 60% from the free throw line and they were considered one of the best players in the world, would you say that was good? 60%? 60%
from the free throw line.
From the free throw line.
No.
Lionel Messi is considered either the number one or two best players in the world. However, in his last 10 PKs that he's taken, penalty kicks, he's only made 6 out of the last 10. 60%. It gets even worse. He's missed his last 4 PKs. You understand about a PK, right?
Yeah, I mean, goalie just has to guess.
It's easier to make a PK, honestly, in my opinion, than it is a free throw. So I solely believe that. The goalie can't move until you strike the ball.
And they're just guessing.
And you're talking some of the world's best players in the world. Messi is known to score goals. And he's normally doing it with people draped all over him. And the goalie is moving back and forth.
Right.
And you've got a free shot at the goal with the guy standing in the middle. He has no idea where you're going to kick it. And Messi has missed his last 4 PKs.
Mm.
Can you say choke?
It's dud.
That's a dud. Dud of the week. So, in my opinion, Cristiano Ronaldo has cemented himself, because one of his goals that he made in the hat trick was a PK. So, anyway.
He's only 33.
That's right. All right, rapid fire. You ready?
Ready.
Can you name the 4 golf majors? Last week I asked you about the tennis majors. Can you name the 4 golf majors?
The Masters.
We just had one.
That doesn't matter.
This weekend.
The U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
The Ryder Cup.
That's played every 4 years. No.
What's the one where they talk junk to each other? The different countries.
That's the Ryder Cup.
I'm going with that one.
But that's
again.
Not one of the majors. They have one over on the other side of the world, on the other side of the pond, called the
French Open.
British Open.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, and then the PGA Championship.
Yeah,
this is rapid fire. I have to move on. So, Masters, U.S. Open, PGA Championship, British Open. True or false? Deep down, where you don't want anyone to know, you are a true figure skating fan. Whose favorite movies include Ice Castles, The Cutting Edge, Ice Princesses, and Blade of Glory?
I'm like a D2 Mighty Ducks fan. I just mentioned it just because I didn't know this was going to happen. Why do you keep saying this?
I don't know, because I think it's funny.
I don't know where you got this from.
Bobby told me you were a big figure skating fan.
Do not listen to anything Bobby says ever.
Well, since I mentioned Blades of Glory, best Will Ferrell movie? Step Brothers, Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Elf, Old School, Blades of Glory, or something else?
Oh, man, that's tough.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Wedding Crashers. I mean, not Wedding Crashers. Yeah. He was in Wedding Crashers, but obviously the main role wasn't the Wedding Crasher, but he was good in Wedding Crashers.
I'm going for Step Brothers because every time I go spend the night with Bobby and them.
In the Raleigh house.
In Raleigh, at their Raleigh house. That's the only DVD they have. I've literally watched that movie a billion times.
Old School is great, too.
Old School was awesome, too. Best Adam Sandler movie?
Ooh.
Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, The Water Boy, Big Daddy, Mr. Deeds, The Longest Yard, Anger Management, Grown Ups.
I love the Longest Yard because obviously love football.
Yeah, football.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
I'm going with Happy Gilmore. Even though I don't love golf, it's so funny.
It's so funny. Okay, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
Will Ferrell.
I think I lean towards Will Ferrell.
It's tough, but it's Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I agree. True or false? One name left off the father-son list was Wilt Chamberlain. Having fornicated with over 20,000 women, the likelihood of Wilt seeding a woman with a son who became a great athlete is pretty damn good. True or false?
True. Probably.
I 100% agree. We don't know who that son is.
Right.
But I would damn sure say that the likelihood of Wilt Chamberlain having a great athletic son is pretty damn...
7 feet tall.
Exactly. Phil Mickelson's antics on hole 13. Punk move or funny as shit?
I think it's funny because everyone's like, obviously they all know. Yeah. They all know the course is messed up. They're just laughing and messing around.
I agree. I play golf. I'm not a golf purist. I thought it was funny as shit. Yeah. Anyway, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done ever before on athletic field?
Probably when I fouled that guy at Richlands and lost the game. Yeah, that's probably the most embarrassing thing.
But you weren't laughing.
I was crying.
You were crying.
I was
okay.
Upset.
True or false? FIFA wanted the U.S. to host the World Cup in 2022, which is the next time they'll play after this year. But the U.S. declined and said that our best players were playing U-10 soccer right now and they needed a few more years to develop.
That's probably true.
I 100% agree with you. We probably got some crazy little kid out there. They need to be working their asses off right now. Okay. True or false? The only way the U.S. can make the World Cup is by hosting it so we can get automatic bid.
True.
I agree.
We still might not get it.
Fill in the blank. Kawhi Leonard will play next season where?
I'm going with the Suns now.
Going with the Suns, and I like your theory. True or false? Kawhi and LeBron will play together next year.
I don't think so.
All right. True or false? Kawhi will return to San Antonio because he really loves the zoo, and they revoked his season pass. And revoking his season pass was devastating.
False.
Okay. True or false? After the news that I've delivered to you about Puma today, Puma is the shit.
I think it's great.
I think it's awesome, dude.
It's genius.
I think it's awesome.
They're competing.
True or false? Etienne and Bagley, on their respective teams' retro uniform night, will wear Vince Carter's original Puma shoe, the one that Carter still wears today.
Probably.
Because he's so freaking old.
I was about to say, probably. Definitely, potentially, it could be true.
J.J. Hickson, NC State. Never mind, we'll just move on from that.
I would have to look him up.
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
True or false, the famous Patriot Way we always hear about is doing performance-enhancing drugs, being an asshole to reporters, putting less than required amount of air in footballs, and running offs or forcing the trade of the guy that will eventually take your place.
Sounds like true.
100%. That's the Patriot Way, evidently. All right, Messi or Ronaldo? Which one do you choose?
Oh, Ronaldo. I remember him.
Okay.
Soccer. He had the little hair up top, just like the weird little haircut. Yeah, I remember him.
Soccer or baseball?
Oh, World Cup soccer.
Soccer or cricket?
I don't know. Cricket looks dangerous. Probably World Cup soccer still.
Soccer or figure skating?
World Cup soccer.
There you have it, folks. We're going to call it a night. This Sunday, we hope to have a special guest, Wells Gulledge, talking about the East Coast Invitational Basketball Team Camp that's coming to Jacksonville next week. Some of the best high school basketball players in the state of North Carolina will be here. State champions, 2A and 3A, and runners-up in the 2A, 3A, and 4A. Divisions will be here.
So got a quick update. Just pulled up Yahoo and it says cops, ex-NBA player stole $100,000 in a violent robbery.
Violent. So it's not just frightening, but now it's violent.
Yes.
So he didn't take the class at State that taught him how to rob non-violently and relaxed.
$100,000.
JJ, I feel your pain, buddy. Later.